welcome to episode 31 of the Noisecast, the show about technology, gadgets, industry gossip, and more. Today marks a day after the rapture, where Jesus came and took all of these lovely followers away and left us evil sinners on the planet to suffer for the next 6 months until the end of the world comes. So, tonight, post-apocalyptic podcast, we have Gonzo Rider.
Most people on the Earth have above average number of legs.
Kevlar.
Let's do this.
Mary Mac.
I have laundry that I should be doing right now.
You're sticking around for the podcast.
I am.
Ron Taraj.
I have video games that I should be playing.
You are playing them.
No, I paused it. I will pause it. I might start playing, but it's paused right now.
And of course, veto number 9.
Our presence here means we're all heathens.
So how was everybody's rapture day?
It was lovely.
I was really hungover.
It was terrible. I died.
I think Steven almost fell into his oven and died.
Steven, didn't you see this guy's like parting or something?
No, he just turned the exposure up on his iPhone.
No, I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't.
Check this out.
It was really weird because I was driving, and it happened just like right before 6 o'clock when I was driving. It was all cloudy all day, and the sky started to part. I was like,
someone was trolling you hard.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy is there were so many earthquakes yesterday, too, and that volcano erupted. So if I was in any of those places, I would have been freaking the fuck out.
Probably. And we know that Jesus hates Apple because he blew up the Foxconn factory in China.
Just not fair.
You know, they make more than just Apple stuff.
like what?
Like other stuff. I don't know.
Other stuff.
Doesn't go to Apple.
Nobody knows what that other stuff is, but they make other stuff.
They make boxes and...
They make shit for aperture science.
Until you can tell me something that they make that doesn't go to Apple, I refuse to believe you.
They make the combustible lemon.
Yes.
I've never seen one. Where can I buy one?
That's because it's not out yet.
Who's going to distribute it?
Aperture Science?
Not a real company.
Is that like the cousin to the watermelon in China?
Why is Gonzo Rider such a...
douche?
Giant douche!
Here I am. I'm going to the Foxconn site. I'm going to prove something.
Well, while you do that,
you're going to prove that you can't speak Chinese.
Yes, a Chinese company's American English website is definitely going to tell you all the facts.
It's in English.
But good God, the picture on the front page is hideous.
They make audio jack connectors.
Which are used in Apple products.
And other shit.
They made the Xbox 360. The Xbox 360 was made at Foxconn.
When I pulled my old Xbox 360 apart when it started to overheat, there's like half the parts inside there had Foxconn stamped on them somewhere.
Yeah, damn it.
Ha-ha.
Okay. You're right, you win.
And now we can shut the fuck up about Foxconn and get to what we came here for.
Special thank you to everybody in the Ustream who's tuned in right now and listening live and participating in the chat. As always, feel free to holler, make comments, etc.
It'll be better to type others instead of yelling because we can't hear you.
Holler is a figure of speech, good sir.
Don't holler.
What?
So when you say holler at me,
holler.
You're not going to expect them to go at you.
No, because we can't hear them. That's what I'm explaining.
Y'all better holler.
Type at us.
Everyone wants to be nice and literal today.
That's what I do every time.
All right, so let's begin on this extra awesome podcast that includes Ron playing video games and does not include Penguin.
Holler!
Well, big news this week is... a lot. Our topic list is like really, really big. It's a big giant wall of text. So I don't know what's going on in here. But what I do know is that there's a lot of stuff about internets and privacy. First and foremost, with the internet fully eating away at cable TV market share. So pretty much what this article is saying is that Hulu Plus, Netflix, etc., is causing a decline in cable subscribers worldwide. Surprise, surprise?
No.
No, it's interesting, as it's noted in the topic list, it's interesting to actually look at the numbers that they throw out.
And I believe they said it was the numbers that they dropped were in the tens of the percentages points. Like, yeah, it dropped. Cable subscriptions dropped from 72% in 2009 to 69% in 2010.
2010. In 2002.
Oh, Steven.
2010 makes sense.
Oh, Steven.
Thank you, the
apocalypse.
2010 totally makes sense. Don't get me
wrong. You only say that because you've said it before in public and gotten called out on it.
Maybe.
There's no maybe to it.
Do you guys remember back in the year 1999?
That was a nice snort, too. We have the most professional people ever.
Okay, in 2010, it dropped to 69%. And going with that, of course, is the decline of unlimited data. Data caps, I believe it said around 50%, about half of all cable companies in the U.S. cap their bandwidth for their subscribers.
This is speaking about, like, home internet, right?
Home internet, yes, and eventually it's, I mean, mobile internet's coming our way, too.
Well, I mean, like, cell phones, they already cap.
Yeah, but, like, home internet, like, cable, home cable and stuff, because nobody uses DSL.
I'm surprised I haven't run into that, because, I mean, if Verizon says they do it, then I have Verizon internet, and I'm always on the internet. Netflix.
Well, it's, I think their cap's pretty high up there, and it's, I think Verizon's also a little softer on their cap limit than, say, Comcast is.
But, well, I wonder how many companies work the same way that my cable company works. Because I have a cap of 250 gigabytes per month, but they only monitor the cap during peak hours, which is 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. So I abuse the shit out of that. I do all my big downloads and stuff I'll do during the day while I'm at work. So you can see on their website that my total, I'll pull down like 400 gigs in a month, but my peak hours are usually around 200, maybe less. So, yeah. I really don't know what the point of that story was, other than I'm fucking my cable company.
And probably the cable guy, too.
He's got pretty eyes.
I like the way he handles his wrench.
He gave me that look when he came to hook up my box and he windowed.
Oh. Wait.
Is somebody choking right now?
Speaking of caps, Verizon is nixing unlimited data on all of its phones starting this summer. It'll probably go to a tiered data plan like AT&T. Which roughly AT&T, its biggest one right now, I think it's like 2 gigabytes of bandwidth for $25 a month. And then if you go over, it's another $10 for an extra gigabyte. So technically it's like 35 for 3 gigabytes a month. So
I just won't buy into their reduced or subsidized phones. I'll just take my grandfathered plan and run with it.
You can't.
That's what they're doing with AT&T. Oh, they're not going to grandfather people?
They're saying all Verizon customers will get mixed off the.
That's harsh.
That's a great way to lose customers, because you change a contract, you're.
And who are you losing to?
Sprint.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Sprint's still fast around here.
But look at the phones.
Yeah, the other thing that's interesting is the people that really care about their high bandwidth, you know, stuff on Verizon, they're going to be the droid users, the Droid line or Android phone users that like to fiddle with their stuff a lot. And the other thing I saw this week was that AT&T is now pretty cool with sideloading apps onto their Android devices. See if I can, it's not on the topic list, see if I can find something on it. So it's kind of like people go back and forth between who they hate month to month.
No, okay, I still hate AT&T, their service around here fucking blows.
Is it, it's a 2 gigabyte cap on mobile bandwidth really such a dramatic thing? Is it really, should we really be bitching about that? Do we actually go over 2 gigabytes of bandwidth?
I try to. I'm not kidding. I push it as far as I can. I have an unlimited plan, though.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, when they introduced the 2 gig plan, I made like every effort I could. I streamed everything just so I could see if I could get come close or go over it. I did successfully.
So for there's probably a small portion of the population that will go over the 2 gigabytes for sure, right?
Yeah, and those are the people who probably aren't using their phone properly. They're not paying for the tethering. So they're,
people pay for that?
Well, no. But if you get, you know, if you go over that much, whatever, maybe you should.
I think for power users, yes, they probably will go over. Like, I don't use the internet on my phone at all. I mean, wireless internet. Because technically my phone can't do it for some reason still, even though it's a replacement. But I still average about 1.5 gigabytes a month, and that's usually with hardcore usage. So I'm guessing people that do get more out of it are doing more insane stuff than I am. So I'm probably streaming their movies and their Amazon MP3 player and stuff.
Streaming Netflix.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Blockbuster Online.
Yeah, all 2 users.
And my phone just shut down. Yay! Okay, so much for that. Don't buy a droid.
Yay!
Moral of the story.
Don't buy your droid. Mine works fine. Of course, I had to root it and install a package that wasn't supported by Verizon, but it works fine.
Verizon was cool when I took it in, though. They're like, they tried doing a hard reset, and they're like, is this... easy mod, comfort mod, whatever, yours. It was like the bootstrap for my droid. I'm like, I have no idea what that is, sir.
Yeah, I bet they believe that.
It's not mine. I was holding it for a friend.
I'm like, probably my cousin. He uses my phone all the time. You could delete that. He's like, okay. And my phone won't start up again. All right. Here's another big phone for you. Yeah. Anyway.
You miss your iPhone yet?
I am not quite sure. I'm still in the love-hate relationship with that phone. But anyway, if you're on this podcast and you're under 13 years old and listening, or if you're participating,
me.
Okay, Ron.
Physically, not mentally.
There's hope for you still.
Yeah, have you seen Ron naked? That includes him.
It's really sad, guys. I'm not even kidding.
But your voice is
that's
so deep.
On the internet.
Yeah, if you're under 13, Mark Zuckerberg wants to create a social network for children under 13, since most of them lie about their age anyway and use Facebook. He said, why not just create a new one, a different social network for kids?
It's going to be educational. Called Pedobook.
And what's now it's going to be, instead of 13-year-olds trying to get onto the adults' Facebook, it's going to be creepy adults trying to get onto the kids' Facebook.
So I said, Pedobook.
I think if he tuned,
right.
Like,
I said it better though.
If he teamed up with Disney or, you know, ABC Family Channel, it would work a lot better than if he went on it alone. But then again, he'll do whatever the fuck he wants.
There's actually a lot of children social. I don't want to say social networks, but like game sites that are geared towards children that do have social networking capabilities and stuff like that. And those don't really pick up.
Well, it's like games that are on like cereal boxes. Like Honey Nut Cheerios has this stupid little crap where you go, hey, let's go help the bee find the honey because that's how Honey Nut Cheerios get their taste or some shit. But I don't think most kids really care enough to actually be on. I mean, there's a few. you know, like a few of the ones that we know from the whole white noise. They're like 12 and 13 and stuff, and they're, you know, avid social network users. But for the most part, kids don't really care. I hope. Kids need to get outside and play.
Outside and play?
Yeah, but I remember way back when America Online was around, they always had like this one section for just for kids. And I used to go there all the time. I totally forget what they had there, though. I don't remember at all.
I think it was games and Backstreet like Boys gossip. Stuff for
kids. Backstreet Boys gossip.
AOL was the original proving grounds for pedo beer. Good old days. I remember the first time I used it, I got IN'd by some dude that wanted to meet up.
That was me.
Yeah. It was beautiful pedophiles. It was awesome. I loved it.
Okay.
Moving on.
You know what? We haven't done some Apple bashing in a while, so let's do some Apple bashing.
Come on, save it for next week. I won't be here.
No, you know what?
Save it for when I show up?
Because I like
you, Ron. Though I mean, it's two of us. We can do this. We can go through.
Okay.
It.
Yeah. All right. Take it. Take me on. Let's see. Okay. So the late. So I if you want. I'm not gonna have sex with them.
That is too old.
All right, I'm gonna have to take down Steven the only way I know how.
How is this not a video podcast?
I'm wearing a chastity belt, Ron. I threw away the lock.
No, go ahead. Tell your
story. You threw away the lock.
You threw away the key.
No, the key.
The key.
So you're just wearing some metal underwear.
But he has to hold it up himself because it won't stay on.
Because he threw away the lock.
Did I mention that I'm sort of hungover and thinking straight? All right.
I'm trying to stick up for you, Steven, but you're making it hard for me.
Sticking up and holding the same sentence. We're on the right podcast, folks.
Okay. So, if you have an iPhone...
Turn off the camera.
I was so going to do that. I was...
Oh, shit.
That just shows the maturity of the iPhone users.
I'm just going to put my fingers in my ears and go, la, 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 la.
There was a story of that iPhone...
Steven can kick you.
That iPhone fanboy on the New York Times or whatever he was writing for, he attacked his wife with an iPhone. iPhone people are dangerous.
Mm. Oh, shit.
I think
they're just mentally deficient because, you know, like a Droid user has, you know, probably the ability to Google the right device to beat your wife with. And Windows Phone users can Bing it.
Hand.
But even the Droids are weightier.
There's probably an app to beat your wife with.
Okay,
that makes a lot of sense.
If you own an iPhone 4 or a recent iPad, and you update the latest software, you obviously need the latest version of iTunes, because for some reason, every software update to your iPhone requires a new version of iTunes.
Something I actually do hate.
But after you're done downloading your iTunes and updating your stuff, if you actually have a MacBook, a laptop, or any Mac for that fact that's older than 3 years old, you're screwed because the latest version of iTunes will not work on Apple computers that are 3 years or older. So, for example, myself with an 07, I can't get a new iPhone 4 because I won't be able to upgrade to the latest software. Because it doesn't work on my computer.
No shit.
Fucked up.
Well, can you take it into the Apple Care or whatever to have them do it?
Well, here's the catch. You could always install Windows on Bootcamp and upgrade from there using the Windows and use the Windows iTunes from there. For some reason, there's
you could, on Windows. You could get an Android or a Windows phone and download over the air. That's always an option.
Well, ours isn't over there. You have to be plugged in to install it.
Sucks to be you guys.
Enjoy downloading that over the air when you get your data plan reduced.
You think Apple's pushing it a little bit too far with this, saying that a three-year-old, anything 3 years and up is considered outdated and obsolete?
Because
that's Apple's way.
Yeah.
But I've never even,
I don't see why you're surprised by this.
I've never seen them do something like that where it affected me. And the laptop I just got rid of, had I still had that, that would have just, like, totally ousted my laptop. That was a 2006 MacBook Pro. So, I'm glad I got the new one, I guess.
The thing is about Apple products, about MacBooks and Apple computers, is that they last a long time.
Yeah, I mean, that thing, to this day, it's still running. I sold it to one of my friends because he just needed something to use on the internet and stuff. It only has 2 gigs of RAM, but it still ran great. So, you know, had I not needed more powerful machine, I would have still been using that.
But that's a dick move by Apple, and it's on the heels of another dick move by Apple by saying to its Genius Bar people not to help anybody who gets infected by the Apple malware, and to in fact deny that malware even exists for Apple computers.
That's really shitty.
Is that shitty, though? Because Microsoft won't help you with your malware, do they? There's software for it, but they're not. If you bring it to call tech support,
don't
or
you
bring
pay,
it to the two Microsoft stores, it
don't
won't help
you. Pay for
yeah, you're not
AppleCare.
Paying Microsoft to fix your shit. When
but
you're
at the same
when
time,
you're paying
Microsoft.
For AppleCare and you go in and they say, "Oh no, malware doesn't exist for Macs. Sorry."
Well, AppleCare covers hardware for the most part, or you know, software glitches within the actual computer, but
well, how is the software that is malware not in the actual computer?
Well, it covers. I guess it's a tricky situation because with a PC manufacturer, you know, if you get a warranty, you're getting it from Dell or HP or something like that. They're third party. With Apple, it's all Apple.
Right, and if you had a virus in the past, like you'd call Gateway 2000 back in the day and say, "Dude, my computer's messing up," and they'd help you out. And likely Dell and all these other guys probably still will if you do have a virus.
Shit.
It depends on what level of service you have and
they'll
pay
probably
for.
Point you in the direction of a virus removal tool.
They right. might do that, or they might just blame Microsoft for it and tell you to call them, and that's exactly what happened to me back in the day.
But with Apple, though, you don't have a third party to go through. Everything is done through Apple. So no matter, even if your computer, you know, gets a virus, you have nobody to go to except Apple.
Well, they do make software for the Mac that is, you know, virus software and malware software and stuff like that. So it's always advisable to protect yourself, even if there isn't much out there for the Apple yet.
Yeah, well, we're talking about people who are naive enough to not only believe that they don't need any kind of protection because they're on a Mac, but also they're taking their computer in instead of fixing it themselves. I hate letting other people touch my hardware. And I'm talking about computer hardware here, you fucking pervs.
You're the perv with all the weird stuff on your hardware.
What?
He's talking about the bumpiness.
No, I'm talking about all the things on his hard drive that make him not want to take it in to have someone else fix it for him.
No, it's the fact that he doesn't trust anyone else to do it right.
Yeah, I don't trust
I'm
anybody
the same
to not
way.
Fuck it up. That's
I'm the same
is.
Way. I'm the only one that fixes my computer. Now, my wife's computer, when she had a warranty on it, I would take it in. But there was nothing on there that you know, I couldn't stand to lose. Whereas all my stuff, I'd get really pissed if it was gone.
Yeah.
That's why you back stuff up.
I mean, I guess
yeah, good call,
in terms
Steve.
Of that story, the Apple people should say, you know, there are virus options out there. We can't help you with it, but you should download something. Help yourself.
I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, the next time they had a big keynote somewhere, they announced that they were doing a malware check, like Apple-based malware check, kind of like MSE.
Do Apple computers have an integrated like a firewall like Windows has since XP Service Pack 3?
Don't even know where it doesn't exist.
Well, I'm just wondering if they I'm looking at my Mac right now. I'm trying to see if they even have that sort of security going on. But
they don't.
Yeah, because at least Windows has that. Like, it's not like the best thing ever, but it's at least something.
But there's plenty of options out there, and a lot of them are free. I mean, I know, actually, somebody did an article on our site about it, for protecting your Mac against stuff like that. And most of his options were free, whoever wrote that.
Yeah, and I think that the least that Apple should do, if they're not willing to fix it, which is fine, they don't have to, but point customers in the right direction. Instead of saying,
at least
that,
acknowledge it.
We don't know what that is. We can't confirm or deny that that exists. Sorry. Come back later.
I have a feeling, though, like the way it read in that article, the way the Apple internal report read, or memo, whatever it is, it read very cold, where you'd seem like they just blow you off and say, like, sorry, can't help you. But I feel like if you go into a store, the people there would be like, listen, there's options. This, you can do that. We can't do it for you, but, you know, here's what you can do yourself.
Well, yeah, it's not the fact that the people helping you aren't going to be, you know, they're not going to do everything they can to help you out. It's just that the people at the top of the chain are instructing their people to fuck the customer.
In a way, I guess.
Aha! Uh-huh. I found something on the topic list, Ron. Uh-oh. At the beginning of the episode, we were talking about the rapture and the explosion at that factory, in the Foxconn factory.
Yeah.
Turns out that factory manufactures iPad 2 parts. So, ha. Huh.
So now they're going to be even more delayed?
For all five people that want them.
We got one at work. It's a pretty nice piece of technology. I like it. Very similar to the first one, but cool.
So there, I've redeemed myself.
Sure.
Ha. Huh. Ha. Huh. Okay. Speaking of tablets, though, apparently, I don't know how surprised you will be when you hear this, but BlackBerry Playbook sales missed targets by over 90% at a major retailer, according to a source at Boy Genius Report. Of course, BlackBerry has turned around and said, "Oh, we don't know what you're talking about." They're going to be announcing their financials in the beginning of June. But a lot of these BlackBerry Playbooks, they have been supposedly being returned in large amounts back at this store.
Docker.
Not really surprised. It's going back to BlackBerry doesn't know who, or RIM doesn't know who they're supposed to be marketing to.
I think the bigger surprise is that there's hardware failures going on, that people are returning the stuff because they're defective. Because that's very un-RIM-like. Because usually when RIM wants to push out, it pushes out hardware, it's usually solid quality hardware.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I would say it's solid in that you can probably crack someone's skull open or beat your wife with it. But
the noise cast does not condone beating of anybody of any gender, technology, race, species.
Except for yourself.
Spiders. You can beat spiders.
Yes, obviously yourself, Ron.
Where were we? Oh, BlackBerry Foot.
We're putting out shitty hardware.
Interrupting Cal Moo.
That one.
Not interrupting Chicken Cluck.
What the fuck?
I think that's actually Gonzo's first sentence in like 20 minutes.
Well, you know.
Welcome back.
He's been sitting there stewing for those 20 minutes just to say that.
It's true.
He's here for the outbursts. I think we should put up an independent mix or independent version of the intro for episode 30, Marion's mix, so everyone can listen to it over and over.
I agree with that.
Marion, did you do that in GarageBand?
Yeah, I did.
Is there any way you could send me the GarageBand file or tweak the volume levels yourself if you know, feel comfortable doing that?
Sure. Could have told me this like last week.
I know.
on to non-business related items.
Okay, so Clearwire is experimenting from switching from WiMAX to LTE. It has done some 4G LTE tests already, but it's sort of seeing that LTE is the feature of 4G in the United States, so it's planning on switching over. Most likely that means that Sprint is probably going to be going with that as well. Sprint will be changing its network to LTE. if Clearwire goes, because they share the same network.
Oh, yeah, because Clear is Sprint, as far as the WiMAX, their 4G is goes. Are they going to change over every one of the towers that they've already got out? It's got to be expensive.
Well, they're probably going to leave the ones they have up there until they need the space on the tower. But I'm glad that they're actually consolidating here. Because otherwise we're going to have the whole CDM or CDMA versus GSM argument forever and ever. And then you're going to have, you know, phones that won't switch carriers, that sort of bullcrap. I'd really prefer if everyone got on the same fucking page for this one.
You know, we're like the only country that does that.
Yes. Well, not the only.
Well, country, one of the few. The majority, it's like you take a phone from one company, you could take it to another, and it will work just fine.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's...
Well, that's because just about everybody's on GSM. You just pop one SIM card out and throw another one in, and you're good.
But most of them do come already carrier unlocked. But I digress.
You do.
I digress.
You do.
I digress.
You do.
He does.
Cut that shit out.
Okay, so Kettler, our resident Windows Phone 7 expert, do you recommend the Windows Phone 7 HTC Trophy that's coming to Verizon?
Yeah, I don't care about Verizon.
Well then.
No, if you're interested in trying out the OS, it's, you know, obviously the first Verizon phone. HTC makes solid phones, although apparently my HTC isn't getting the exact same support that the Samsung is on AT&T. But it's, I mean, your mileage may vary. Phone on, looks like a good phone to me. But go play with it, see if you like it. By the way, if you're one of those people who buys a phone sight unseen, never having touched it online, then you get what's coming to you if you hate it. Just saying.
But you'll get a free Xbox 360 game.
Actually, yeah. Wasn't there a promo earlier this week where if you bought a Windows laptop, you got a free Xbox 360?
If you spent $700 or more on a Windows 7 machine,
Lego game.
Yeah, it wasn't about the Lego game, Ron, even though the Lego game is pretty cool. But I don't know. But it was the 4 gig Xbox 360 you get free with it or something like that. But you have to have a .edu address. Email address.
That's easy enough to get, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, just register at your school. And pay for a class.
The phone actually looks pretty solid from the HTC phone that y'all were talking about. I'm not a huge fan of the wasted space at the top and bottom of the front, but that's me.
Does anybody here have an AT&T phone that runs on the quote-unquote AT&T 4G network?
I hope not.
No, sir.
Okay.
I wanted to see if anyone has one, but there's no 4G anywhere around here, so...
Nope. I wanted to see what the speeds were. For those phones, if anybody has it in the Ustream.
Bazooka Fox has one. Doesn't he?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he does. I don't know if he has 4G where he is, but he's got a Thunderbolt.
No, he doesn't have the Thunderbolt. I thought he had the other one.
Standard Thunderbolt.
Oh, no. What?
The Atrix?
That's it. The Atrix.
He doesn't have the Atrix. He got the other one. He got the Inspire or whatever.
What, did he take the Atrix back?
He never got the Atrix, I thought. I don't know.
We don't know shit about shit.
Yep.
But basically, what's going to happen to these quote-unquote 4G phones when AT&T switches over to LTE?
Well, we know how AT&T is. They'll be like, well, shit on luck.
Yeah.
Sucks. I mean, what are they say? Well, your phone, are they going to say, are they going to market LTE as like us? Or are they going to say, well, that was the old 4G, this is the new 4G? Or maybe they're going to say LTE is 5G? I mean, if I was a consumer and I bought a 4G, a quote-unquote 4G phone right now that runs on their GSM network, and then LTE comes out and my phone doesn't run on it, I'd be pretty upset.
Yeah, the average consumer won't see the difference. They're going to... I don't know. they kind of dug themselves in the hole with it. They still could have stuck with it. We have the fastest 4G or 3G in the nation and just gone with the plus, and it still would have been 3G, you know, 2G plus, whatever the hell. That way they could actually do a true update to 4G and not have everyone bashing them for doing their half-assed, you know, step up that they did.
Step up. Okay, did you guys know that the RIAA boss raked in over $3 million last year?
What? For him. Did he actually accomplish anything?
His industry died.
I would hope so, ever since he sued LimeWire for like $70 trillion.
Yeah, well, they didn't get 70 trillion, so obviously he didn't do a very good job.
3,185,026.
Somebody did the math in the comments on that article. It says Amazon sells cartons of ramen, 240 pack for $180.95, whatever. It says if you've got as much money as this guy makes in a year, then you can buy, you can feed 45,960 broke musicians for a month on his pay.
That's a lot of ramen.
Yeah.
Poor musicians.
Poor us.
Okay, so have you guys ever heard of municipal broadband?
Yes.
Because
yes.
This is all news to me. So pretty much, no. let me see if I understand this. It's you pay a certain amount of taxes, which goes to creating like a public ISP for your hometown, for your county or whatever.
Yeah, for whatever locality runs it.
So, in North Carolina right now, there was a bill that's backed by cable companies that are saying those kind of ISPs are unfair because they compete with the cable companies. And therefore, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's more that they're saying that it does not allow for good competition in the area.
No,
from cable
not.
Companies, but the problem is that a lot of the municipal cable companies don't really pop up where there's big cable companies. They pop up where Comcast or whoever hasn't really reached out that far yet.
Exactly.
So they'll band together and they'll get a big pipeline in. They'll find a way to split it. They usually send it over like short range microwave antennas to each other's houses. I mean, this whole thing is just. It is bullcrap, because what they're saying is they're going to make it really hard for people who don't have internet now to get it themselves, and that's going to make them wait on Comcast to, you know, build the infrastructure to get it out to the boonies, which they're not going to do because there's not a lot of money in it.
Right. Company I work for has a huge hand in this kind of market, especially fiber optics to the home, and one of the places they're looking to do this stuff is in Vermont, where Comcast has a presence up there, but only in the really densely populated areas where most of Vermont is, you know, a good mile and a half between each home, and Comcast won't touch it. There's no way for them to, their business model won't allow them to make money off of that, so they won't touch it at all.
Yeah.
And this structure, the municipally owned, has some of the places that are doing it have solid business models where they will be able to make profit, you know, small amounts of profit, but they'll be able to support the network and all that through the towns. And it's a really good idea that pretty much everywhere I've read about it, like kind of coming into fruition, it's like it's just being shot down by everyone left and right, even though it really seems like a good idea. But I think part of the reason it gets shot down so much is because it's threatening private companies.
Yeah, and it's certainly people who throw, you know, tons of money at the high-ranking people in the state.
Right.
And my biggest thing is, like Ron said, these companies won't go out to where a lot of these municipal cable companies pop up. They're worried about municipal companies being able to make more money in markets that they already, you know, they already exist in.
See, well, the problem is, especially with the fiber stuff and the stuff that I've seen starting to go on in Vermont. Hopefully it'll take off soon because I spent a lot of time up there. I'd like better internet. But the internet, the coverage they're planning on providing for people will basically turn Vermont, that is one of the least connected states in the country right now, into the most heavily connected state with the best internet connections. So as soon as other places, even places like New Jersey, where we have, you know, you can get internet anywhere from multiple providers, people, places like here will see that and be like, well, we want what they have because they have fantastic internet and they don't have to deal with these basically just shitty cable companies all day. Do it through your town where you could get reductions to your taxes because, you know, you pay your bills and that helps feed, you know, put money into the town. So it's beneficial to residents in ways that cable companies can't provide. And the internet has the potential to be a lot better than what cable companies are willing to give you.
Yeah, and that's what they don't like.
Yeah, well, deal with it. That's what competition is.
Well, they took the bill all the way to the governor's desk of North Carolina, the cable companies. And, in fact, the good news is the governor of North Carolina did not veto the bill. Actually, that's the bad news. That's the bad news, that they did not veto the bill. But the good news is she didn't sign it either. So her solution was to form a committee to review all the possible options and blah, 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 and to do more research into this before she takes any action onto the bill.
Well, so I feel like it's bad news all the way around.
It doesn't necessarily mean she's for or against it. She may just be someone who doesn't believe that the government should get involved in crap like this. But it just happens to be twisted. You know, sorry, I'm being a little level-headed here. It may be, you know, being twisted that she's backing the cable companies by allowing it to be signed in the off, you know, be signed and become law.
Or she's a communist.
Yes.
But yeah, no, because if she was a communist, she would have vetoed it and let the, you know, the government provide.
Yeah, it's a weird thing because I'm like all for this kind of stuff because I feel like it would be helpful for these smaller communities that can't afford, that don't have Comcast in there, and it would also be helpful for residents that are probably taxed out the ass to begin with. They could probably get a little bit of a break.
I think that's how you get progress.
But at the same time, I'm very hesitant to put anything in the hands of the government. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Was it again?
Shut the fuck up. No, like, let them do it, and then if the cable companies want to go in there and see, oh, this is, you have to match what they do. That's how you get progress. That's what competition should bring. Not saying, don't let them do that, because they'll be better than us, and we don't want to have to be better.
Well, I posted a link in the, I did actually did an article on one of these. It's not a municipal broadband company. It's a small broadband company in an area like this. It's run by a person, though. It works really well for these people that use it, and I don't see any reason why it has to be fought by anyone. The other thing I don't see is why, you know, entrepreneurs can't go to these areas that need small cable companies like this and set it up. That's just me.
Right, Mary Mac?
Sure.
Moo.
Moo?
Moo.
Large sloppy pig oink? I don't know.
Yeah, no. Let's stop with that.
That's not funny.
We have a farm animal thing tonight.
We have a farm animal thing all the time.
This can't lead anywhere good.
You know, are you saying it's going to lead somewhere bad?
Boo.
There's actually a Jim Carrey movie coming out with penguins. I'm excited about that.
Anyway.
Is that like the Samuel L. Jackson narrated version of the Penguins movie?
No, what's it called? Mr. Pepe's Penguins, I think.
I don't know, but that sounds terrible. I mean, it sounds better than the Beaver movie with Mel Gibson, but just barely.
The Beaver puppet.
I feel bad for all the other stars that were in that movie, because it had, like, Jodie Foster, didn't it?
She must really need money.
Anyway, back to tech stuff. Okay, so yes, municipal broadband up in the air in North Carolina. In the meantime, though, supposedly your buttons that you see on websites that say tweet this or Facebook like this or Facebook share this, they're gathering information about what you're viewing. Even though you're not specifically clicking on those buttons, they're still gathering your information as long as you've logged into Facebook and kept logged in for the last 30 days. Moo Cow Chicken, anybody? No?
Who cares? I don't know. It's kind of strange. That, I mean, it's not. I'm not like, oh my god, they're tracking me, but it does seem like it's kind of a strange way to use cookies. Because that's basically what they're doing.
And obviously this stuff they're gathering is all going to, you know, to better serve you advertising or whatever.
Which I don't pay attention to anyway.
I fucking pay attention to that anyway.
Yeah.
But I can see where people that are a fan of being, oh, this is invading your privacy, can get all up in arms about that.
You're, like, I just... All this stuff happens all the time, like all these, oh, they're tracking you this and they're finding you that. It's like, you're all over the internet to begin with. If these companies want to find out about you, they can.
They're mostly just using it for advertising, advertisement, because when I was doing my wedding stuff, believe me, I was on wedding websites every day. And every website I went to, no matter what it was, all the little Google ads on the side would all be wedding dresses, engagement rings, just because that's all I had been searching. So of course they follow you in more ways than one.
What is so different about the internet that's making us freak out than, for example, everyday advertising tracking that happens, whether you go to the grocery store, whatever TV show you watch, etc., etc.? Why are people freaking out about the whole it being on the internet?
Because
if I see an ad, sorry, go ahead.
No, mine was stupid anyway.
If I see an ad in the grocery store for, you know, or outside a grocery store for, you know, cheap produce, I'm not really worried that they're going to know I want cheap produce. Because I'm at a grocery store and that's what they sell. But if I'm, you know, at home dealing around on my computer and I see an ad for something I looked at like 6 months ago, like, are you still looking for a Glock 19? I'd be like, no, that's stupid. No one likes Glocks. But why are they tracking it so much? Because I actually went and put an extension on Chrome that blocks, you know, the tracking of these. It's one of those, like, if they agree not to track you, you install the extension and they don't track your stuff. Because I was tired of seeing the same ads over and over. At least I get interesting ads now.
But what difference is it if I see you in real life and I say, okay, Kevlar Menace likes Jeeps. He wears, you know, Ray-Bans. He likes Bahama Mama t-shirts or whatever. Based off of what you wear, you're not really saying, no, like, I'm a fan of it, but...
It's because you're actually... I think the scary thing is you're... The internet's supposed to be anonymous. And to have your... What you want, what you like, what you look at so well, you know, pinned down by, you know, the machine probably scares people. Frankly, I don't really care.
I think it really scares more people who don't understand how the internet works.
Exactly.
To a great degree. And they see it and they're like, oh man, they know exactly who I am and what I'm doing and what my thoughts are and where I stand politically. And that's wrong. They shouldn't know that.
Yeah, I think the anonymity of the internet makes it seem like there's some shadowy figure on the other side who's just gathering all of this stuff and gonna
but
do
really, it all
with
just
it.
Goes into this anonymous log file.
Yeah, and it all just comes down to, it's the same thing as when you watch daytime television on ABC, you're going to see ads tailored towards mothers with children, because those are the people that are watching it. And when you watch Comedy Central, you're going to see ads for video games and Domino's Pizza. You know, it's market research. That's all it is. It's just done in a different way. They're not interested about anything about you personally. They just want to know what to put in front of your face that would catch your interest.
Yeah.
Just like if you go to Amazon.com or any other retailer, if you purchase something, they'll be like, okay, well, you purchased this before. Maybe you'll like this and this and this. It's all the same thing.
Which some of those suggest you might like this things are so creepy.
It's creepy the way, like, when you buy some things that are totally unrelated, and then they're like, oh, you might like this. I'm like, holy shit, how did they know that I'm into that?
It's people that buy it.
Yeah, like, I'll buy a CD. Like, I don't buy CDs anymore, but back in the day on Amazon, I'd order CDs. And it'd be like, you might like this skateboard. I'm like, how the fuck did you know that I skateboard?
Because you listen to Blink-182, you homo.
A lot of people listen to them.
Lot of those people try to skateboard and buy their skateboards on Amazon. No.
You're such a douche.
How can you not?
Yeah, really. They're just catchy as hell. You can't not love them.
And plus 44.
Watch me.
Was it 311?
What?
311 sucked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go out on a limb with that one. They fucking blew.
And wait, Steven, weren't you the one who likes Lou Bega?
No.
Mambo number five.
I think that was the only song. Like, he had a CD and that was the only song on it.
That was on one of those Now CDs.
He just changed the lyrics to, like, Mambo number six, Mambo number seven for each track.
Oh, Now CDs, those things were awesome.
I love them.
I think they're up to, like, 54 or something.
Oh, no.
I remember the 90s. Or was I remember the 80s back then?
The best one were the Kids Bops, where they took all the real songs and re-recorded them.
Oh, yeah.
I listened to some of the Kid Bops on YouTube, and I was like, people actually pay for this shit? A bunch of random kids singing along. And then they changed the words to edit out anything obscene.
Didn't they have, like, the recent one was, like they had, like, the lady humps from Black Eyed Peas and stuff, but they made it kid-friendly?
That would have been awful. Awfuler.
I heard the one they did with that Kesha song.
How do you do any Kesha song in Kids Bop?
Instead of, like, I wake up in the morning and brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack, it's like I wake up in the morning and put my clothes in the bag, get packed, or some gay shit like that. It was terrible.
Those will go well on Zuckerberg's preteen Facebook network.
Just don't. Like, you can't make a safe place. That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Besides interrupting cow?
Boo.
Yeah, right up there with interrupting cow. That's dumb shit.
Before we go any further, Vito, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, I just was checking. I was worried about you.
He's over there playing Rift.
I have nothing to add to any of this. It's all absolutely ridiculous, and I can't keep up with any of it. This shit's all over the fucking place. How the fuck did we start talking about Kids Bop? Where did that shit come from?
Are you telling me you don't like Blink-182?
I didn't say I didn't like Blink-182.
There you go. I never said that, Kevlar.
So what? I'm the hipster Blink-182 hating.
Yeah. By the way, I got a newsflash for you guys. I don't know if you were aware of this, but PBR's out. It's now Coors Original.
Oh, banquet beer? Oh, I love the can of banquet those beer.
That is the hipster drink of choice nowadays.
I'm still part of the Olympia.
I'm not a fan of Coors. I think it tastes fishy.
The original I like. I never liked Coors Light, but I had Coors Original the other day. Yeah. It wasn't bad. It's better than drinking fucking PBR. I never got into that.
No, I bought a 12-pack of that because it was like $4.
And because you're a hipster.
No, I was just seeing what it tasted like, and I really wish I hadn't.
Trying the lifestyle exercise.
Yeah.
Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you drink shitty beer?
I drink cheap beers, but not like, I actually went and bought Natty Light because someone talked about how it was actually good. Someone in my class was like, it's not that bad, it tastes good. You know, I just heard about it. And I came back and I was like, you are so full of crap. It gives me a headache half the can in, like half of like a 12-ounce can. I'm like, no, how? This is impossible. I'm getting a hangover before I even get the buzz.
That's because you're doing it wrong. I never had that problem.
Well, but you're a little more white trash than me, so I think it's in your genes.
That's very likely.
However, I am currently drinking Miller High Life.
That's very classy. I'm a big fan.
That's kind of hipster, too. I'm not going to lie.
Well, they don't sell MGD here in very many places, and the only MGD I can find is MGD 64 Lemonade. Which I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna touch that stuff.
Dude, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, apparently it's not. But last time I heard something wasn't bad, I got a headache half the can in.
Wait,
people need to learn how to drink Stella.
Stella is not that good.
Piss in a bottle. Shut up.
Stella is actually good beer.
It's like Stella High Life.
Stella is with a lemonade. And Bev, therefore, piss.
So pretty much all Budweiser products are therefore piss too, right?
Yep, piss by association.
Not a big Bud fan.
You people.
We people.
What do you mean, you people?
You people.
Do you think he set that one up hard enough?
I wasn't supposed to be a setup. I'm just disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
It's time. It's time for WTF news.
Yay!
I am disappointed.
The little WTF news we have.
The fuck?
But the noise cast makes it rad.
What the fuck?
These news will make you say.
What the fuck? What the
Yay!
Fuck?
Anything from Florida?
Actually, no. There's, I think so.
I tried looking. I really did try looking.
And it was the only thing I heard from Florida was another vagina hiding things in story.
That happens all the time.
Is that a new thing? Like everybody's gonna shove things up in their vagina now?
It's a new fad in Florida.
It's gonna be a new section of our WTF news. Like our WTF news became a section of the podcast. It's
this week in vagina?
Yeah, pretty much. And we're gonna need a theme song for it. We got sand, we got coke, we got everything up in there. And I'm going to get Antoine Dodson to do something for it.
All right, good, because I wasn't going to volunteer to do that one. Sorry, guys.
In fact, you can just pretty much take what I just didn't sing at you guys and just put that right in front of the vagina news. There we go.
Well, if we have any British listeners out there that are... Okay, British person. That's a female, as I was saying.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a female.
Interrupting Cal Moo.
Yes, you get for interrupting Cal Moo. You might want to head over to Denmark for some sperm, because apparently...
Oh,
apparently, Danish sperm is... in high demand for British women. There's a shortage of sperm. There's a shortage of sperm in the UK.
I just want to know what our British users, British male users, are saying right now. Well, listeners, whatever you call them.
I think that people in Britain, donors in Britain, can no longer give sperm anonymously. Jesus. I don't even want to know who that is. But
it's Gonzo.
It's not Gonzo, it's fucking me.
Don't go blaming shit on me.
I'm the British woman.
No argument here.
Break your head up.
Well, in Denmark, you're still allowed to donate your sperm without identifying yourself. And in 2 years, the number of foreign women being inseminated has nearly doubled in Denmark. So apparently, the new fad is go to Denmark if you want to get sperm.
Did you watch the video that goes with that story?
No, I did not.
Well, at the end, they talk about how they can transport the sperm and like you can take it anywhere as long as you keep it so cold. And the bike that they deliver it on to various places has a giant sperm thing on it.
Yeah. It's nice. The body of the sperm is actually where they stick liquid nitrogen in the little container that holds the sperm, and they bike around with it.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's gross.
I gotta say I like Ron's accent better than the Count Callus.
That was not whatever.
right, it wasn't. Whatever.
Who's wrong? I don't know what you're talking about.
You sound like Stewie trying to be a woman.
That's the only thing I have to go off of. I've never really been to Britain.
Does your character have an
name? You watch more Doctor Who.
Have you ever really been a woman?
Well, that's
where are you
story.
Gathering this experience from?
I am actually the Queen of England.
You definitely are a queen, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Back to the story.
Anyway.
too long didn't read. Get your sperm from Denmark.
That's where I get mine all the time.
That's cool.
So can you lie about being Danish? Can you, like, I go to Denmark and donate my sperm? It'll be in high demand.
I don't think you have to be a Dane. I think you just have to be
in the area.
Yeah. It's like people back home in Georgia can't buy fireworks legally. So my hometown has fireworks stores all over the place because it's right over the border. So they don't actually have to be from Alabama to get their fireworks. They just have to be in Alabama. So yeah. If you go to...
and in Tennessee, they're open year-round, whereas in Alabama, they're closed most of the year. They're just open around certain times of the year.
Yeah. So if you just go to the country and squirt in the cup, they don't care where you're coming from as long as you're, you know, there.
But apparently you have to meet strict guidelines.
Strict guidelines to squirt in a cup.
For your semen. It has to meet certain qualifications.
Well, I think they do that with every...
You have really good aim, because those cups are not large.
Mm. Well, how much you watch the video, they say they reject, like, 90% of the people that go there.
Wow.
Yeah. You have to be an elite sperm donor.
I sort of want to go give my sperm now. I want to be part of the cool crowd.
Yeah, I don't think
nobody wants your sperm.
You can't even give it away.
Forever alone.
Okay, well, your sock will take donations. Your sock will never give up on you.
No! Who does that in a sock? That's disgusting.
And two little baby socks running around.
Actually, another story about the UK. In Hampshire...
That's Hampshire.
Yeah.
Hampshire. Not Hampshire.
It's I said Hampshire.
It's not Lord of the Rings. Not Middle
I said
Earth.
Hampshire.
It's Hampshire. Pronounce it correctly.
So apparently a whole town of Hampshire was in an uproar as officers were sent to a scene where a escaped tiger was reportedly hiding in a field.
Oh, dear. And,
yes, oh, dear. They they brought in a full team, helicopters, thermal imaging cameras. When they used the thermal imaging cameras, they detected no body heat, so the police moved in and found a cuddly toy tiger. Turns out Hobbs was hiding out in Hampshire.
Couldn't they have figured that out, like, just by looking at it and seeing how it's not moving for, like, 20 minutes?
Napping.
I don't know. Maybe British cops are stupid.
Apparently not.
I mean, if I'm looking at something, and I can see it on, like, CCTV or whatever, and it's not moving and hasn't moved for a while,
I think it's not real. I could understand if it was just the police officers. You know, they don't know much about tigers up in wherever this part of England is. But they hired animal control experts with tranquilizer guns. I mean, couldn't those guys have seen it? That dude, that's not a tiger. It's a stuffed animal.
Like, does, like, no one own a pair of binoculars?
How big was it? Like, was it life-size, or was it, like, a little cuddly?
It was a life-size toy. The tiger then rolled over down in the draft of the wind, and at that point it became obvious it was a stuffed, life-size toy.
After they hovered over it with a helicopter. That's ridiculous.
After a brief stalk through hedge and savannah, the officer realized the tiger was not moving, and the air support using their cameras realized that there was a lack of source. The tiger then rolled over in the downdraft, and it was at that point that it became obvious that it was a stuffed life-size toy.
Yeah, they did not check this one out before they sprung into action. Apparently nothing else happens in Hampshire.
Hampshire police, I am disappointed.
Boo, Hampshire!
Okay, we're leaving England. That's it.
No.
Bye-bye, England.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Now we're going to go to, I don't know where this place is, but it involves an adult baby. And there's a picture of a guy using a nipple bottle. You're out of Britain, Ron.
But I'm an adult baby, too.
This is in the States, man.
So apparently there's, I guess there's a thing going on in the Social Security right now to investigate how people who live their lives role-playing as adult babies are able to get taxpayer-funded disability payments. After one of them was featured on a recent reality TV show wearing diapers, feeding from a bottle, and using an adult-sized crib he built.
Good for him.
He built it, but he's on disability?
He role-plays as an adult baby.
Yeah, but he built the crib, and he's on disability.
Yes.
Apparently.
Okay. Maybe he should make baby furniture and get a job selling that. Like adult-sized baby furniture.
Apparently, that's what this senator was asking. Given that Mr. Thornton is able to determine what the appropriate tyrant actions in public, drive himself to complete errands and design and make custom-built baby furniture to support a 350-pound adult, and run an internet support group, he has probably been improperly collecting benefits.
No, he just sounds like some asshole nerd.
Why would he collect benefits in the first place? Wouldn't he be sent because to some psych ward for pretending to be a baby?
He probably doesn't want to work.
Yeah, he's just cheating the system because he's a bag.
Apparently, they're role playing. I mean, there's more than just one guy. Apparently,
and his roommate.
I mean, I'll set aside the baby thing. Like, if you're into what you're into, just go for it. Do what you want to do. But he's clearly cheating the system because he knows he can. Yeah. Working for him, why the fuck wouldn't he? No. Scumbag.
But I don't understand, like, the disability.
But it's not disability.
That's the question.
Supplemental security, I guess.
Well, he's claiming, he's like, I can't work or do anything because I'm a baby.
Then go to a psych ward because you're not.
Oh, he even has an adult-sized high chair.
He says he has no problem.
They just call it a chair.
He said running the website only takes 4 hours a month, and he said his craftsman skills were overstated by the program, which showed him working on his adult-sized high chair.
Okay, if he can sit in it and not crush, like, fall apart, because he's, what, 350 pounds?
He's
is what
a
it says. Yeah. Then his craftsmanship is not over whatever the hell he said.
Well, he said, quote, when you saw what you saw on camera being drilled was pre-assembled the day before. All I did was drill 6 holes for the camera. Apparently the baby could talk.
What is it? Is anybody looking at the article?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he drinking out of there?
Well, he's following Bear Grylls and drinking his own piss.
I'm on TV. Better drink my own piss.
Speaking of drinking your own piss, apparently...
Oh, I'm back again!
Police in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, found an ice cream...
Langhorne?
Langhorne, not Langhorne.
Boo.
I keep my feathers numbered for such an occasion.
Apparently these people in this place, cops stopped the ice cream truck for a DUI and discovered water bottles filled with urine in the freezer where the treats are kept.
Nice.
Oh, come on.
Police say 46-year-old Yasser Hassan was visibly drunk when he was pulled over in his ice cream truck, obviously, and that's where they found boxes of wine along with bottles of urine.
That's why I don't buy ice cream from ice cream trucks that are just a van. They frighten me.
Pissicles.
What did he possibly want with urine in a freezer?
Well, he probably didn't have anywhere to stop.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. But
how long was he riding around in a van?
That's usually their sole source of income. So they probably ride around as often or as much as possible.
While he's drunk?
That song endlessly? Have you heard that song for more than 5 minutes at a time? It'd make me want to drink too.
Well, then don't be a fucking ice cream man.
But he was keeping it with the treats in the same freezer.
Yeah, no, that's the part I don't understand. Because you can honestly just hang a trash bag.
Or just have just thrown it out the window.
Just sold his lemonade to one of the kids.
Oh, come on.
I feel like he was trying to sell that to people. Gonna do some.
Would you like some frozen
lemonade?
Don't ever buy a yellow snow cone.
Oh, there you go. That's what he was doing. Steven nailed it.
Oh.
He's obviously done it before.
So gross.
Yeah.
Hey, man, peeing in water bottles is not easy.
No, it's not. Especially when you're driving through L.A. traffic.
Gatorade bottles.
In a Humvee.
In a Gatorade bottle. Wait, what the fuck were you doing around L.A. in a Humvee?
We got lost.
That is tremendously fucking lost if you're around L.A.
We were going through L.A. and we actually got lost. And
Where are you coming from?
We went from Pendleton up to almost to San Francisco. There's a base up there we were training at. And we drove through the grapevine, which is the worst idea ever.
Yeah, you're not supposed to drive through a grapevine.
It's a pass. It's a road.
Kind of local, isn't it?
Well, I figured Vito would know what I was talking about.
Yeah, Humvees can only go 45, technically.
And if you're going up a 10-degree incline, they can only go about 15.
Yeah, if you got one of the old ones, you're not going anywhere fast.
Yeah, that was the worst. It basically, if you do what would normally take 4.5 to 5 hours in a regular car, it took us 12.
Question, why were you peeing in the bottle? Why didn't you just stop on the side of the road?
Because there's like 30 trucks, and you can't just stop.
Yeah, when every time someone needs to pee, you just go.
Yeah. And my co-driver was asleep, so I had to steer and pee and not on myself.
Yeah, I've totally been through that. I know what it's like. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. I gotta say that. That gives some serious man points right there.
You know what? I think I'd be more impressed with any female peeing in a bottle.
Don't they make like that little peewee thing?
Yeah! Like the piss funnel. I remember seeing that.
Yeah. All right.
Are we talking about wee wee?
Well, I guess this wraps it up for this episode.
Yay!
Oh man.
The sooner the better.
That's how you always feel.
Yeah, really.
I'm glad it wasn't just me.
My goal tonight was to drive Steven to insanity, like you guys always do.
I think you succeeded.
I hope I did.
Liza VP tells us they make paper pee cones for women.
Mm. Yeah, they usually put them next to the water coolers in the office?
Oh, my.
How inappropriate, sir.
Okay.
I'm not apologizing.
Episode 39.
I apologize.
So visit us at thenoisecast.com or at twitter.com/noisecast. You can find all our stuff there. Annoy us, send us comments, etc. So on tonight's episode, we had Gonzo Ryder.
Yeah, what's happening?
Kevlar Menace.
Howdy. Have a good night.
Miss Mary Mac.
Bye, guys. I folded all my laundry.
Multitasking.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Ron Taraj.
I didn't play L.A. Noire once during this whole episode.
Thank you. We're impressed. Vito number 9.
Hello.
Tune in next time, same place.
Interrupting Calmo.
British Calmo.
How God. Dare he?
Damn you.
Fucking cow.
one day
we're going to have interrupt. We're going to make interrupting burgers out of you, sir.
Take him to the slaughterhouse.
Nom, nom, nom.
Noisecast barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this was the Noisecast.
I think you guessed right.
Cool beans. Noisecast.